Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When you hear an Academic Minute, it's most likely delivered to us as an audio file. John Beckham, assistant professor and coordinator of finance and management studies for the Center for Distance Learning at SUNY Empire State College, tells us how he uses audio files to teach.
In an online classroom, there is no person-to-person interaction. Therefore, text and emails can be misinterpreted by the student. There is no body language to judge, no inflection of the voice to hear, which can leave a student wondering what was the professor's intent in their corrections of an assignment. Utilizing audio in an online environment replaces that human element and that human touch, which is many times missing. The student is able to hear the audio file and better gauge what was the professor's intent in the deliverance of their message. An audio file can be attached to a Word document and embedded in the document itself as an object. Or an audio file can be made and then sent in an email as an attachment. Audio files can be made in many forms. You can use Windows Sound Recorder, or you can use any other type of software. The benefit is to the student, because that student would better understand what was the professor's message and intent in delivering the corrections through an audio file.
That was SUNY Empire State College's John Beckham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.